Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Turner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting second. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Newsom. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Bowman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Bowman. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tucker for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schalk moves to third. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich bunts towards the mound. Lee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Culberson moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride bunts towards third. Cuccinello juggles the ball. That's an error on Cuccinello. Culberson moves to third. Metkovich moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb throws to second for one, over to first for two, and over to home to catch Metkovich, who tried to score from second. That's a triple play. Culberson scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a pop-up towards first. Metkovich juggles the ball. That's an error on Metkovich. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Turner trying to get to second. Johnson throws the ball into Doerr, who tags Turner for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carnett. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to third. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doerr scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Newsom moves to second. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-1 in the game. Tucker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-0 in the game. McBride hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-0 in the game. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Partee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it and throws to second for the out. Doerr scores. One out. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bowman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Turner strikes out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Moses reaches second base with a double. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Newsom settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trotsky. Metkovich moves to second. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metkovich scores. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. One out. Eddie Carnot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnot is 0 for 2 in the game. Carnot hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Partee takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Turner takes first base on ball 4. Guy Curtright pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Guy Curtright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. Turner moves to second. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Metkovich settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bowman hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Culberson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tucker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Trosky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tabor bunts towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tabor for the out. Johnson moves to third. Doerr moves to second. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got two RBIs. Partee is walked intentionally. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Newsom takes first base on ball 4. Johnson scores. Doerr moves to third. Partee moves to second. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bowman hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doerr scores. Partee moves to third. Two outs. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Culberson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tucker, who is chasing the ball. Culberson reaches third base with a triple. Partee scores. Newsom goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Red Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Carnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-3 in the game. Cuccinello strikes out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Turner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Turner is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Turner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.